Thank you, Lorna. Now we have reached our last set of news items on this part of today's recording. Awards time, as the paper celebrates success for the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital and James Paget Emergency Departments, and recognition for a homeless help charity and an Apprentice of the Year. Two of Norfolk's emergency department have scored among the very best in the country in a new survey of the care they provide. The James Paget Hospital in Gorleston and the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital have both been told they are exceeding expectations. The findings were made in a survey of patients conducted by the Care Quality Commission, the national regulator of hospital and care settings. The survey, which was conducted in February, gave participating departments scores out of 10 for their overall experience based on questionnaires given to patients, and both hospitals came away with overall scores of 8.1 out of 10, which placed them in the top few departments in the country.
A campaign that has helped hundreds of formerly homeless people in the east of England has won national recognition. Hope at Home was crowned Homelessness Project of the Year at the UK Housing Awards in Manchester on November the 26th, beating 9 other shortlisted projects. The initiative, run by Norwich-based charity Hopestead, part of the flagship group, provides furniture, flooring, appliances and other essentials to individuals transitioning into flagship-owned homes for homelessness. Judges praised Hope at Home as the most innovative project of the year. They said, Hopestead has identified a gap in the provision that too many homeless people are being dropped into empty properties. They worked out that when you fully furnish a home, people want to stay there. It's a vote of confidence in its residents, a belief that everyone deserves a place to call home. Not just a roof over their head, but a space where they can thrive and feel safe and settled.
Toby Hull received the Apprentice of the Year award after qualifying with distinction from his 3-year training at Truck East Norwich. The accolade was presented to him by Scania at Silverstone Racetrack in Doster in recognition of his aptitude, knowledge and skills in mechanics. Toby from Watton said, "It feels fantastic to win. I had my sights set on winning this award since I started my apprenticeship, so I feel proud knowing what I am capable of and being recognised." The contestants were asked to complete several practical and theoretical challenges over 2 days, which they were judged on. Martin Clipston, Truck East sales director, said, "What a fantastic way to complete an apprenticeship. Toby's hard work and dedication have paid off. We're proud of him and how far he's come since joining us in 2021. He's an inspiration for those looking to join our industry, and we can't wait to see his career flourish."
YMC Norfolk has been named YMC of the Year at the Youth Matters Awards 2024. The charity was recognised for its transformative work, supporting more than 21,500 people in Norfolk over the past year. YMC Norfolk was chosen from more than 80 YMCAs nationwide. YMC Norfolk also won 2 additional awards. The e-learning service was named Training and Education Project of the Year for its online education support for students facing barriers such as medical issues, mental health challenges, and special educational needs. The Umbrella Housing Project, which provides secure accommodation and intensive family support to young single-parent families, was named Family and Youth Project of the Year. The programme supported 20 families this year, with all residents reporting positive transformations in their lives. In the past year, YMC Norfolk has housed 382 young people who would otherwise be homeless or living in vulnerable situations. It has delivered more than 700 counselling sessions and 590 therapeutic sessions to young people and families in crisis. It has also enabled 345 young people to receive the therapeutic support which would have otherwise remained on an NHS waiting list.
A Norwich entrepreneur behind a company offering sustainable carbon negative packaging to transform international food shipping has won a Dragon's Den style competition hosted by Norwich Research Park. John Farley, CEO of iBoxit, was crowned the winner of an innovation hothouse competition at the city's Research and Innovation Campus. iBoxit, which is headquartered at Norwich Research Park, is on a mission to make polystyrene and disposable packaging a thing of the past by replacing it with pallets and insulated produce boxes made from entirely recycled materials. It was announced earlier this month that companies at Norwich Research Park will now have access to up to £100 million of funding to find solutions to tackle the dual crises of climate change and biodiversity loss.
Well, with that last news item, we've reached the end of part one, and we'll hand over to Lorna and Mike for part two. So it's goodbye from Lynette and myself. We hope you've enjoyed the items we've introduced to you and that you enjoy the rest of your listening.